Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When the Cubs and Sox win on the same day, it feels like a rarity this year. I know it's happened a lot, but for some reason it just... And you're probably more in tune than I am because you do a daily like sports cast show thing where you tell people who did what.
Yes.
But it actually was just last Friday that they both won on the same day.
And the problem is they've also lost on the same day many times.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's the flip side. Michael Kopech, all we asked was, can you follow this up? And he gave us an answer. That answer was yes.
Resounding yes. Resounding yes.
That was a fun game to watch by him. If you like pitching, that was enjoyable.
And you knew it from the first inning. Wait, intentional?
Oh, wait. What was the F? Focus.
Focused.
Intentional.
Deliberate.
Deliberate. There was a U in there.
Unbothered.
Unbothered. And T? Was it fidute?
Yes, but the T was for...
Transponster.
It wasn't tranquil. It was...
You guys better get that reference. Somebody.
Focused? Okay.
He is tranquil.
Yeah, but it wasn't tranquil. Unbothered, deliberate, intentional, focused, and tolerant.
Tolerant. Seems like an important word in these days.
Tolerant. It was a very, really interesting choice of words that he gave us. It was basically, he was saying, don't be Cornholio, because that's his problem. Is that he said
he didn't say, but in so
many words he was, because everything we had observed about him being like when he gets like a sugar high, you know, he called it aggression. Are you threatening me? So if he can make sure he's tamping down, he's avoiding channeling his inner Cornholio, and he can remain focused, intentional, tolerant, unbothered, and deliberate. He can find that. And you know what? And actually, Stroman talked about it, too. There was a Stroman post where he talked about a flow state, right?
Yeah.
Which is actually something from psychotherapy.
It's also yoga. That's yoga.
The idea of a flow state?
Yeah.
Let's hear what Stroman said.
A little bit of both, but for me, it's a fine line because... I'm not someone who pitches well when I try to do too much, so I'm always trying to take my energy level down, to be honest with you. When I get too excited, my mechanics get out of whack, so I always try to stay as calm as possible out there. When I'm calm, I'm usually pretty good. When I get excited, my pitches start to kind of get a little off. So for me, it's finding my breath and finding my calm, finding my center before every pitch, which sometimes is hard to do now with the pitch clock, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do before every pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think in another answer, he used the word flow. He talked about, some people talk about the zone, and when he says that he isn't really concerned about anything else that's going on, that sounds like unbothered.
That is a sports psych. This is randomly, I thought of this the other day. It's funny this came up because I took a sports psych class in college, and we learned about this flow state that pro athlete, any athlete can enter, where it's like, yeah, you aren't, it's almost like you're blacked out. Like you're solely focused on the task at hand, whether it's, you know, pitching, playing whatever sport it is, running. And then it's almost like you come out of it and you barely remember it. So it's this state of just being so focused and hyper intent on what you're doing that you don't even really recognize that the rest of the world exists.
It's a meditation. It's taking your daily activity and turning it into a meditation, because that's the only thing you're actually focusing on, where everything else is just, you don't think about it.
You know, I always was in NBA postgame locker rooms. I've always found it interesting the very different ways different kinds of great players would approach the game. There's no one right way to do it. Sometimes guys get so hyper intensive into detail, and other times guys disconnect completely. You know what used to happen with Kevin Garnett? where when he would say after a game, I don't remember, he wasn't lying. Like Garnett would get into a place where he was a different dude, mm-hmm. almost like a fugue state, where LeBron or Bird could start from the moment the game began and tell you what happened on every possession.
Yeah, pitchers can do that.
Savant stuff. Like, you know, golfers are like that. Mm-hmm. There are golfers who know every shot they've ever hit. They know the wind. They know the exact yardage. They know they could absolutely transmit themselves to that same spot in time. And there are other people who just kind of let it ride. And it's not necessarily, I'm not talking about a function of intelligence. Like you get those people who are just so dumb. They're uncluttered. There's something to that too.
Same idea. It's all the same idea. Like you're backing out all of the noise.
Yeah, the uncluttered athletic mind.
You're just pushing it away.
The uncluttered athletic mind is a thing, and it is a goal of so many people. That's why you get kids of a certain age who are great at a certain point, and the next year they're not, or with a little bit of pressure they're not. But just those people who don't feel, who are able to take the weight of the world off their shoulders in the moment. That's a thing.
That's why a lot of people get their best thoughts in the shower. It's because it's the only thing you're focusing on, typically. And so something will come to you.
Yeah, Doug Collins always talked about that.
Yeah, that's why.
Doug Collins always said he would get his, that's when he would get his best tactical ideas or his best lineup thoughts, anything about like that game.
Yeah.
Something about the combination of sensory.
It's your mind being uncluttered.
Stimuli.
That's flow state. There it is.
But we do have Marcus Stroman talking about the flow state.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm pretty locked in. Like nothing pretty much phases me. I've just found a routine. I just know how to feel like it's just me out there, and I really don't see or hear much, to be honest with you. And when I'm in that zone, I'm pretty good. So it's just a matter of getting to that zone and staying in that flow state, and then nothing really affects me, honestly. A hit or a missed call, none of that really throws me out of my wave, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and there's some guys who never even seek that. I mean, when Carlos Zambrano was great, even when he was at the absolute top of his game, his hair was on fire. And somebody would drop a ball, and he'd stomp around, and he'd blow steam out of his nose, and he'd threaten to kill the second baseman. But that was just the arousal level at which he had to operate.
Right, and that's life 101, is knowing what you need to do to be doing your job that day, whether it's taking a shower or pitching in a game. But yeah, it's a thing. Like your fishing is a daily meditation.
Sometimes,
if you want
yeah.
it to be.
Sometimes, yes.
It's hard, obviously. Like it's not an easy thing to do. I'm not saying that.
I'm also not competing with anybody but the prospective quarry.
Right.
I'm competing with the fish.
But point being, like that can be your only focus. You can turn that.
Yes.
But it's hard. Like it's,
for me,
anxiety makes it hard. Life makes it hard, but it can happen.
Yeah. The idea of like fishing, especially alone, which I really do enjoy, just fishing by myself. To me, it's that sense of looking at the light, the water clarity, the wind,
presence,
everything, and then trying to select the proper lure and put it like that feeling of knowing. Of just sensing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it before where I've just seen a body of water on the side of the road. And I'll pull my car over and I'll take everything out and I'll just walk there and look and see and say, okay, it's if there is something in here, it's this lure in that spot right now. And the satisfaction of getting one. Doesn't have to be a trophy.
Right.
But knowing that something you just it's a puzzle. It's like for me everything is somehow in the context of solving a puzzle, but it's like knowing that you got it right is an immensely fulfilling feeling to be like, "All right, I got this one. I sniffed that one out. I somehow something in here knew that at the end of the line if I put it right there was going to be a fish there."
And to me that's a different concept. A very good one, like in good execution, but just yeah, you can have that. Like they say that anything in your day can be a daily meditation. But the problem is if you try too hard, then it's not.
Yeah, there's some people like who do it with cooking where I would look at prep work of like dicing vegetables and all this mm-hmm. as a chore. People do it with gardening and yard work where mm-hmm. it's a ritualize it. Make it a rhythm and a ritual rather than a chore.
It's just how they take their mind off of things.
It's really hard to do.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.